On Wednesday, May 8th, several hundred people gathered at the state capitol at a rally organized by the local Muslim community to support the call for a ceasefire in Gaza. We hear from three of the main organizers of the event, Jamaica Miles of All of Us, Iman Jamal Shah of the Schenectady Islamic Center, and Dr. Shabib Shakima, who is the MC of the event.
Jamaica Miles, co-founder, executive director of All of Us, who is an affiliated member of Movement for Black Lives.
And why are you here today, Jamaica, at this Muslim support rally, ceasefire in Gaza at the state capitol?
All of us is here today because we've stood in unity in the fight to free Palestine from the very beginning. And as an affiliated member of the Movement for Black Lives, that is one of our pillars. It's freedom and liberation for all of us, not just some of us. So when the Muslim leadership reached out and asked if we would be a part of it, we were more than happy to be here because we do truly believe that it is necessary for everyone to have freedom and liberation and not for anyone to be oppressed or exploited.
Now, I understand that the Schenectady City Council hasn't quite passed a resolution yet.
So in the city of Schenectady, we've shown up at every city council meeting for almost 2 months now. We will be back there on Monday the 13th, demanding that they have a ceasefire resolution. And what's really interesting is the resolution that was presented to the city council does not just say that there should be a ceasefire specifically for Palestine, but it also recognizes the atrocity that happened on October 7th, something the city council did not address at the time. So the resolution that's been put forward actually calls out the violence that happened on October 7th, as well as the ongoing violence that continues today by Israel. So here's an opportunity for the city council to stand up for all of us and say that we need justice and liberation. We need an end to violence, regardless of who you are.
And what do we need the Biden administration to be doing at this point?
Well, I think it's been said before, but of course I'll say it again. No more weapons to Israel. They are violating both international and They are violating both international and national law. In our country, it says that if you use weapons against civilians, we're not going to give you weapons anymore. And I'm being really, general about it, but that's what it says. So we're violating our own laws. If Biden really cared about the laws that govern this country, then he would follow them as well.
Thank you very much, Jamaica Miles.
Well, my name is Jamal Shah. I'm the Imam of the Schenectady Islamic Center. We're here today to protest against the ongoing genocide that the Israeli government is enacting upon the people of Gaza and Palestine as a whole. It's been 200 plus days. And the number of dead has been kept at 35,000 probably since January. So we're probably talking an uncountable number of people that have been murdered. So simply we're here today exercising our First Amendment right to protest against that and to speak out against it. As we can see around the country, more and more people are waking up to the realization that there is a very real apartheid and genocide happening within our lifetime. And as the other day was just Holocaust Remembrance Day, it's even more reason for us to speak out loud and unequivocally to ensure that we don't have another, million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million deaths on our hands.
So besides, a ceasefire, what needs to happen at this point? How do we get lasting peace here?
Well, the answer is pretty clear. It's not a complicated situation. We need to input some pressures on the Israeli government to do things that a democracy would do, namely end the occupation, namely recognize the state of Palestine, namely stop the savagery and the butchery. And as the United States government, that is the world superpower. That is the superpower that enables Israel, that also can disable Israel. So we want our elected officials to actually represent the interests of the people and not the interests of themselves.
Most of our elected officials at this point, especially at the federal level, but here at the Capitol, don't seem to be listening. Why is that?
To simplify it, there is a certain lobby that goes around that actually pays our Congress members and state-level officials as well to act in their interests. This lobby is called AIPAC. The irony is that AIPAC is funded by the Israeli government. The irony about the Israeli government is that that money is U.S. taxpayer dollars. So we have taxpayer dollars going to Israel, then coming back to the United States, but not back into the interest of the taxpayer, but into the pockets of elected officials. And then they promote whatever propaganda they're told to promote. As the U.S. taxpayer being at the center of all this, it feels like we're getting a pretty big middle finger saying, your money is now our money, and you get no say in what policies we decide to promote, what policies we decide to enact. And I think as an American citizen, law-abiding citizen, taxpayer, I find that highly problematic. And I just don't know that there's any Americans that are okay with their tax dollars being spent. Not only do these elected officials get their salaries and wages from our tax dollars, but then they also get these benefits. And I mean, let's face it, if this was another country, we would call that a bribe. But because of the political system here and because of, you know, some kind of arcane laws, we can't call it a bribe. But it's as simple as being handed cash and then doing whatever the person that just handed you the cash says to do.
Anything else you'd like to add?
We need more and more people to be brave and courageous in their support. We know there's so many people, especially within the Jewish community that we've heard from, that have been facing all kinds of harassment and intimidation from Zionists within their community, even within the Christian community. I'm speaking as a faith leader, and it just really pains my heart to see that there are people that are so hateful out there in this world that can't or won't allow their own people, sometimes that's within their own household, to simply just call for peace. That's what we're here for. We're not here calling for, you know, a violent end or death to anyone. We're here trying to promote the preservation of life. And that's the irony in all of this, is that you have people that want a genocide to continue. As we can see, either the Israeli army is totally incompetent or they're a bunch of liars. You can't kill that many people and say that you've done the job when that many people are all civilians. As we can see, rockets are still being fired, which means they have not cleared out or achieved any of their military, stated military objectives. So, like I said, they're either wholly incompetent, which means the United States government, President Biden, is funding an incompetent army who are enacting war crimes, which, by the way, the war crimes report was due yesterday, and it's indefinitely delayed, and Congress is not happy about that. But if they're not wholly incompetent and they are well-trained, then that means they are just lying about the number of people that they've killed. They claim to have one of the best, I don't know how this can be the best, but one of the most moral civilian to combatant death ratios. And just simple mathematics, simple statistics, and just hearing from the victims themselves on the grounds, the people that have been left behind who've lost all their family, that can't be further from the truth. I would say at this point, it's over 85% of civilian casualties. And honestly speaking, no one really knows how many Hamas fighters there are, but we do know how many civilians there are. And we do see how many civilians have their homes bombed and their families bombed day after day after day. As I'm speaking to you right now, at least 10 children are dying this hour. And I just don't see how the world can be quiet about that.
Yeah, so my name is Dr. Sahib Chikima, and we're here obviously as part of the you know, the protests here. And in addition to just coming here protesting, obviously we're still asking for a ceasefire, and we want to show support for the students around, you know, the globe, not just the country, and the amazing things they're doing. And all they're asking for is to save lives. So we're here. This is not the first time that actually we're coming out. Now we have even more reason, because things are getting worse by the day. And also we're, you know, I personally am here volunteering, trying to collect petition signatures for both Dr. Jill and Dr. West. And the reason we want to do that is we really want to show what democracy is. And you know, we're tired of the two-party system where you only have one of the two. And, you know, sometimes we said the least of the two evils. That should not be an option for people. People should choose, you know, those that reflect, you know, their principles, their belief, not necessarily religious belief, but belief in the system. And I personally, I'm still trying to figure out who am I going to vote for. But that's irrelevant right now. I just want people to know that, hey, once you're coming out, because a lot of people are saying we're not going to vote, that's not the answer, right? You have a voice, use it. So what is better than giving them more than two options? And we're hoping at least one of the candidates that we're collecting signatures for will make it into the ballot. I know the number right now is 45,000 signatures, which means we have to collect about 90,000, but we're working on it. So that's what we're trying to do in addition to the protests.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.